Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Okay, good morning. Wednesday, midweek. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, we're going to be back with Chris Knox. We're going to go into Indignant Operation Indignant Fury Part 2. Chris and I will be doing this until everybody out there is frothed up into a fever pitch, just to let you know who's watching your back. But first, proving that once again that she has earned every one of her public relations chops out there, the very vacuous and photogenic Shannon Watts got out there earlier, and she put out a tweet. She went to Twitter. I don't use, do I need to be using Twitter? Apparently Twitter's very, well, I guess it helps if you're being followed by people. Yeah. If you're not being followed by people, you're just typing on something and hitting enter, then it's just nobody's reading it. It could be quite sad. But she put something out about the NRA convention coming up this weekend. The NRA is all about hashtag gun sense at their upcoming hashtag Nashville convention. Basically putting out that nobody gets to carry a gun in the auditorium in Tennessee. So, my pal over at BearingArms.com, Bob Owens, got a hold of that. Now, Bob Owens has actually shadowed them on the ground, walked around and been observed and been mirrored like he was on the demilitarized zone in at the South Korea-North Korea border by Moms Demand activists that noticed him. Don't know how they know he was one of the enemy, but they noticed him and they started mirroring him around. And but he got a hold of this. And, you know, he wrote something about it this morning, and he leads with this, which is, this is what I like about Bob. This is the style Bob Owens brings. He says, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. So coming from Shannon Watts from the Moms Demand Attention, a multi-level security plan went into works not long after Nashville was chosen as the convention destinations. All guns on the convention floor will be non-operational with the firing pins removed. And any guns purchased during the NRA convention will have to be picked up at a federal firearms licensed dealer near where the purchaser lives and will require a legal identification. Okay, let's work with the second part of it. That happens every time you do that. You can do that today. If you live in Georgia, you can come to South Carolina, buy a gun. You're going to have to go through a background check to do it, but it's got to be shipped from this FFL that you're purchasing at here in South Carolina to one near where you live in Georgia before you can pick it up, and then you do a background check again. This is nothing new. Shannon. That little ditty coming from the Tennessean by reporter Karen Grigsby. And it is factually accurate, but it is incomplete. People walking around that come into the convention center can be carrying concealed weapons. And I believe there's open carry allowed as well in Tennessee. And the auditorium, the arena, the venue is going to observe Tennessee law. So there will be guns being carried at the NRA convention. The guns on display will not have firing pins in them. Just like they have been in a lot of other places. This is not anything new. The rest of the article, was read by other people, like Dan Friedman of the New York Daily News. He writes, the National Rifle Association wants guns at schools, but not at its own annual convention. He read the tweet from Shannon Watts, apparently, as well. The NRA has banned working guns from its annual convention this year in Memphis, Tennessee, according to a report in the Tennessee. And instead, the group will require the thousands of firearms, you know, there's going to be a GOP presidential hopefuls. Well, golly gosh, we can't have... What's up, Steve? We can't have that. We can't have guns there. In Tennessee, you'll be able to carry a gun if you go into the Music City Center with a proper license in accordance with Tennessee law. That's the way it works out. Bridgestone Arena, which I think was in Indianapolis, where they held it last year, prohibits the possession of firearms. It always has. That in Indianapolis, where they had it last year. Music City Center in Tennessee does not have that statute in place. So if you want to carry a gun to the NRA convention, by all means do. By all means do carry a gun. As far as gun sales are concerned, what's new? This is nothing new. At SHOT Show, they take firing pins out of guns, too. This is nothing new. But that's okay. But what's happening here is the media is picking this up. So I hope the media goes to the NRA convention. So to set up and go. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of people that I'm sending. Well, I'm not sending them. They're being quite nice, and they're going up there on accord. But they're going to be going in as associates of mine. And I'm going to try to get them to take something to record people with. I'm going to try to call them today and put this out there. If you want to see the article, by the way, the article is reprinted by permission from Bob Owens at the website lockandloadradio.com for you to read it, because it's quite humorous. It's quite humorous what they're trying to do here. They're trying to take, and I don't know if she's just that stupid and just reads the top part of the paragraph and says, no guns, I'll just crow about that one, and actually puts that out there without double-checking what she's doing. If she's doing that, she's pretty stupid, but this is what PR people do. They go for the biggest bang for the buck. And she has made a fool out of the media. Every time the media takes up one of these things, and I don't understand the infatuation with Shannon Watts. I really, really don't. But every time she does that, and they go back and fact check her, they look like idiots. And some of these guys at the New York Daily News, and Lupica, I'm sure he'll jump all over this at the New York Daily News. You know, the story here is that in Tennessee, starting, Saturday? This coming Saturday? There will be plenty of law-abiding citizens carrying guns there. That'll be the story. And I hope the national news media, you know, all these people show up to stick mics in people's faces and say, what do you think about the NRA banning guns at their convention? I think that would be splendid, especially if they ask it of somebody that's carrying a gun openly that can be looking around going, what? I think that would be just so humorous, because then there's going to be some heads that implode, not explode, okay? Implosion is where something collapses in or on itself, and then there is, everything is expelled through the newly created creases that weren't there before. And I want to, if that were to happen, I don't wish anybody any ill will. But for those idiots out there that will print anything they hear as long as it goes along with their narrative, and then they get, blindsided by the truth, I think from time to time there needs to be a collision here and there, or maybe an implosion. I'm sorry, it's tough love. You know, we used to have carnal punishment, or corporal punishment when, carnal punishment. Corporal punishment when I was in school. And everybody minded their P's and Q's. for the corporal punishment. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Ship to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Tomorrow, second hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Vickers from Vickers Tactical. A career-long Delta Force operator, one of the most highly regarded tactical teachers out there today. And the only one I've ever managed to snag on my... Well, no, that's not true. Tiger McKee is in my generation as well. as well. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Pastor Brent in L.A. wants to talk about guns for protection against government and FEMA. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my thing is this. I heard this nasty thing that somebody told me that China, their country, they round up dissidents and Christians and stuff, and they put them in these, like, FEMA-type camps that make products to go on Walmart shelves. I thought, you know, that's kind of like our country and our prison industrial complex. But, I mean, you know what? I think that what's really going to set things off, you know, where you're going to need your guns and stuff, is if our dollar collapses. The minute that that happens, you know, the dominoes are going to fall. Within a few days, our water and power, all that stuff's going to be gone, and people are going to die. And that's why we need our guns and stuff, you know?
As far as the China thing, I think what you were, if you were to take a really, it's a little more grisly than you're talking about. They actually have people get, they get paid to make the stuff for Walmart. The dissidents, they get rounded up and executed on a mountain. And then they have these tents set up on a mountain. And as they're executed, they're carried in summarily into the tents where their organs are harvested. And then they're buried in a trench.
That's disgusting.
It is, but that's what actually happens in China. Now, you're probably absolutely correct about the whole currency thing. And the currency thing is, you know, that's a concern of mine, too.
That's what we need, our guns.
And, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I've made plans along those lines, you know, water, food, that kind of thing. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
How do you know that, Pastor Brent? What I'm curious about is I've been involved in the training and planning for ground combat when I was in the military, and I know exactly how it executes and how it works, and I just wonder why you're so worried about something that you don't really have a concept of.
I'm not worried about it and stuff. I'm like, you know what, there's all these different urban warfare things they're planning for and all the things with foreign countries and all the different things, you know. If that's just for nothing, why would they be doing it?
Well, I mean, if you look at Afghanistan, Afghanistan is the size of
Texas.
And we couldn't lock them down. We went through four generations of ground combat trying to lock them down. We had maybe we don't blow our nose when we're on the phone too, huh? We went through all kinds of technological advancements on ground vehicles and everything to fight them, to adapt to the way we fight them, and they still are in power. And we left before the job was done, and then they, the vacuum is filled by ISIS. So, and it's the same thing, different flavor. Trying to fight here, trying to take over this country, would be a logistical nightmare for whoever it is. And it's definitely not going to be our government, because our government's going to have the military to do that. And when you got 20-some-odd million military veterans who still talk to the active military like we all do, you know, come that moment, they're not going to roll against us. Some of them will. Yeah, they will. Some of them will. But we'll have A-10 Warthogs, too, and we'll have Apaches, and we'll have Bradley fighting vehicles and M1 tanks. We'll have everything that they've got, and we probably have more of them. A foreign country coming in here, for every one combatant that you see in the field, for every guy that is a warrior, a fighter, it takes seven people to support him. So anybody coming here, the Chinese, the Filipinos, the Hare Krishnas, whoever it is, if they show up and they don't have a supply chain, they're going to be pretty bad, you know, they're going to be bad boys for two or three days. When they run out of ammo and food and fuel, it's going to be a massacre. And we know this. We know this on anybody coming in. So the things that you see, and certainly by all means prepare for it, because they would do it in a heartbeat if they thought they could. Okay? You're absolutely right about that part. But logistically, and combat is a logistical quagmire. If you can't conquer the logistics, you are not going to win. And it is logistically impossible for this government or any government to take this country, because we've tried it. We've thrown everything we got except nuclear weapons against Afghanistan. Everything. And we could not beat them. So Don't let it worry. Don't, you know, go ahead and you prepare and everything else and live your life. That's what I do. I prepare to be, you know, when I go train, Pastor Brent, I train to be so quick and so lethal. If I ever shoot somebody in self-defense, I'm going to be categorized as a mad dog.
Amen. I like that.
But, you know, I'm not a mad dog. I don't carry a gun to kill people. I carry a gun to not be killed.
I carry a weapon, you know. I usually like my knife and stuff. I like it more stealth, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, what, you know, if anything you know how to use is and you can make it dangerous to somebody else, works. But don't, I'm not trying to discourage you from calling, but give me and you and everybody like me and you the credit we deserve. We would be a very stiff opponent that they really don't want to fight.
We'd be a very nasty tactical opponent, and they would be terrified. We'd be like that Marshak Marine that was at the Bundy Ranch with a high-powered rifle, and they'd be terrified. They'd be scared that they're in our sight.
You're in L.A., right? You live in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
What happened when Chris Dorner, what happened when Chris Dorner shot a couple of cops?
He was right, though. He was a cop, and I read his manifesto why he did it, and they did some horrible things to him, and he witnessed a lot of corruption in the Harbor Division that they covered up, even though there was video evidence. So they railroaded
well,
him, and he lost his clearance as a Navy SEAL, and he went off.
No, now Chris Dorner had the infantry capability of a Cub Scout. Okay, he was not a SEAL. He was motivated. He did have basic knowledge, and that's the thing. Combat's not rocket science. It's a very basic fundamental thing that's been the same thing since Alexander the Great, as far as movement and everything else. But what the point I was trying to make was Chris Dorner came out, you know, he was fighting from the dark. He was waging a little guerrilla war. How many cops does L.A. have? What, 35,000, 25,000?
Around that.
Shook them to the core.
He scared them.
Scared them to death. When they finally found out where he was, every cop in California rolled on him. And they burned him to death because they didn't want to deal with him anymore.
They were
that scared of him. So.
They were terrified because he messed up their head, you know?
Yeah, he did. That's the best kind of warfare there is.
It's like a lot
and
of
I
warfare.
Can assure you, I can assure you that the veteran community out there, we know how to wait. We never got to wage the psychological war we were trained to do. That doesn't mean we wouldn't do it today. It would be horrible. It would be horrible. We would make the Gurkha soldiers blush. Thank you for the call, sir. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming off of the Seattle police blotter that was released early Sunday, they were talking about an arrest of four guys with three handguns in the Belltown area. One of them was stolen while another was tucked in the waistband of a guy who did not have a concealed pistol license. Then coming off Michigan Live, there's this story about 17 service pistols and shotguns listed as stolen from the Flint Police Department. One of them was a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson semi-auto found by a 15-year-old whose friend, you know, after he passed it around, reportedly tried to use it to rob a 15-year-old drug dealer a couple of days later as the two young teens ran the pistol discharge and wounded a teen in the leg. Last Friday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle reported that a 36-year-old man from Monroe, Snohomish County, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for stealing 29 guns from a Fred Meyer and selling them to criminals. Matthew Elshog pleaded guilty to several charges last October, including being a felon in possession of firearms. And you know what the common thread is to all of this stuff? You know. Are you catching all this? All these guns obtained without a single background check run. Not a single one. Even the ones that were sold by other criminals to criminals, no background checks run. Guns stolen from a single Michigan police department certainly aren't involved in legitimate commerce, now are they? I know plenty of FFL people. I could get him on the phone right now. I could call him blind and say, "Hey, Jason, you ever go steal guns from the cops to sell at your gun shop?" We would be able to hear the puzzled silence in the air before he went, "No," and then hung up on me and never took my call again. the reason I point this out is we keep getting this, and it's very annoying to me to keep being told this same thing. Please, Michael Bloomberg, become the governor, or not governor, the mayor of London. Take the job. Coming from Every Town for Gun Safety this morning, they sent out another of its email funding beg letters to raise money to fight for background check legislation in Oregon. They're trying to, I guess they're wanting to take over the entire Northwest. They've gotten Washington State, now they want Oregon. The letter, over the name of Portland resident Robert Yule, tells about the slaying of his wife, Cindy, at the Clackamas Town Center in December 2012 by Jacob Tyler Roberts, a 22-year-old man who stole the AR-15 rifle he used. There was no background check used in that theft. This is the guy that Nick Millay stopped. The proposed Oregon law would not have prevented that shooting. There was a second victim, Stephen Forsyth, who died from a gunshot wound to the head. And it was interrupted by a good guy, by Nick Melly, who drew a sidearm but didn't take a shot because there were people, because he observed rule number four, be aware of what's behind your target. And Mr. Roberts, Jacob Roberts, Jacob Tyler Roberts, he stopped shooting, went into an access hall, and shot himself. If you were to Google the term stolen guns recovered, you are going to come up with thousands of possible references, including a story about, you know, last month in Delaware where a guy was arrested after creating a disturbance. He had a loaded Beretta 9mm in his waistband, and that gun had been reported stolen from a local shopping center the previous day. However they want to wash and rinse and repeat this, criminals do not obtain firearms through a legal channel. So this notion that a so-called universal background check is going to prevent guns from getting in the hands of criminals is asinine and stupid, and the people that believe it are deluded, and the people that are preaching it to you are lying. They just want more gun control, just like Gabrielle Giffords wants any kind of gun control they can get. They want anything they can possibly get. You know, the Brady Law talks about how many gun purchase denials there has been. A big deal. Big deal. How many crimes has that stopped? How would you quantify that? How many actual crimes have been stopped? So they didn't get to buy a gun at a gun shop. How many crimes did that stop? How many guns did that actually prevent from getting in the hands of criminals? Do we know if that happened? There's no way it means that all of those supposed criminals didn't ultimately get their hands on a gun anyway. Now, the gun prohibitionists will repeatedly call for a dialogue on gun control proposals. But if we're going to have a dialogue on something, and I on my side, the pro-gun side, know that these guys coming from this side that are going to be coming up for the dialogue are going to be lying through their teeth to me about it. How's that going to be a dialogue? There's going to be a lot of eye-rolling on my part, and eventually I'm going to get up and walk out. Very hard to have a dialogue. You know, right now what I'm doing, I'm talking by myself. There's nobody talking with me. This is a monologue. That's what it would be. Monologue. It's not a dialogue. Dialogue invariably, what they want is a negotiation process, and then they want a compromise process where primarily they don't get as much as they want, and we give something up. That's their compromise. Bad guys get their guns typically wholly illegitimately, and eroding the Second Amendment right of good guys isn't going to prevent that. And we know that. We know this already. Thank you for thinking I'm stupid. I'll meet you afterwards in the dark alley. That's the other thing. I'm getting sort of tired of turning the other cheek. I'm getting real tired of that. I am. Before we go into break, I just saw this. This is sort of amusing because it's so stupid. Representative Rosa DeLauro, Democrat from Connecticut, has introduced the Support Assault Freedom Elimination and Education of Our Streets Act. And what it's going to do is if you turn in your assault weapon, you'll get a $2,000 tax credit. That's pretty stupid. Let me tell you why it's stupid. They're telling you that we're going to let you keep $2,000 of your money if you make yourself harmless and defenseless. Or, now, wait a minute. Now, we can look at this a whole different way, too. Now, all right? All right. Let's say you have a DPMS Oracle or a Bushmaster, you know, one of these pretty decent okay guns that costs like $600. You could turn that in and get that $2,000 tax rebate or upgrade or tax credit, and you could turn around and buy a SCAR by FN, the big 308 with the buttstock that folds in on itself, and bigger caliber, better gun, $2,000 gun. I don't know if they go for $2,000. I'm pretty sure you get a pretty nice gun for $2,000 though. Yeah. So we can look at this one of two ways. We can look at this as the most stupid thing we've ever heard, where we're being told we can keep our own money if we give up our gun. Or we can look at it as an upgrade program. DeLauro said just days after the Newtown tragedy, President Obama asked, are we doing enough to protect our children? And he admitted the answer is no, and that must change. I tell you how to protect your children, Congresswoman DeLauro. It has nothing to do with me giving up my gun. It means that we take some veterans and kit them up and stick them all around a school and let them stand there and be what they are, which are life takers and heartbreakers, and protect the kids, and they'll take the mission. And they'll succeed. You want to do that? I like it. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. So many distracting things for me in my studio. In law enforcement now, they have come up with a new term for the active shooter. He is now referred to as the rapid mass murderer, which I think is perfect. And law enforcement is circulating a little ditty out there right now. I'll try to get this up on the website. I should have put it up there anyway. And this is it's referred to as a glimpse of most current rapid mass murder stats. I'll put this on the website as well. In this, they look at events from 2010 to 2014. And what they look at is number of incidents, number of that were aborted by law enforcement, number aborted by citizens, suicide, murdered, and wounded. Aborted by citizens in 2010 was 36%, 2011, 23%, 2012, 24%, 2013, 60%, and 2014, 33%. Now, that gigantic jump that occurred in 2013 was because of Nick Melly. Okay, because he was such a preventative, he stopped a lot of killing. I'm surprised in 2014 the percentage wasn't higher because of that doctor in Pennsylvania that stopped a would-be killer that was going to go down the hallway. But overall, rapid mass murder gets stopped 65% of the time by law enforcement, 34% of the time by citizens. Overall, 30% of the time these guys will commit suicide. The average killed per year in these rapid mass murder events is 51. And wounded is 102. Now, in 2011, we had 13 mass murder incidents, but 120 people murdered. That was the big year. 2012, which had Sandy Hook, only saw 76. Now, the thing to take away from this is, one, these statistics are heavily swayed by any slightest change in the data, like a Nick Milley popping up and stopping a shooter. That is a big change. It takes the, you know, Sandy Hook jumped the average dying in a mass murder incident like this by about 4. In the last 6 incidents, or in the most recent 5-year review, among these incidents, not all of these were guns. 6 incidents of murder were with edged weapons. 2 incidents of international motor vehicle mowdown. 1 incident involving arson, and 1 involving explosives. All 4 non-gun shooting methods for RMM and attempts appear to be on the increase, especially considering the 2015 Louis Armstrong New Orleans Louisiana airport incident. That was when a 63-year-old former taxi driver, when confronted by a TSA agent, dropped the bag he was carrying, initiated his attack with wasp spray, drew a machete, and attacked TSA agents and other innocents during a 40-second event until shot 3 times fatally by a female TSA lieutenant. Of course, he didn't kill anybody in that particular incident. Casualty counts of innocents: 0 murdered, 1 wounded. The bag he had brought had 6 Molotov cocktails, a grill lighter, a plastic letter opener. Next to his body, they found powdery material and wicks, which they determined were from crushed smoke bombs. They found more smoke bombs in his car. And in the trunk, there were 3 gas tanks, 1 for Freon, 1 for oxygen, and 1 for acetylene, a compressed gas used in welding and metal cutting. The other thing they found is that in the areas where these guys operated, except for the active killers, there were no guns allowed. 2014 revealed 21 types of attack locations, predictably at no surprise to anyone. First place was educational facilities, both K-12 and colleges, universities, led with 23 attacks. 37% city, state, federal government facilities were second at 7 attacks, 11%, followed by a third place tie between restaurants and mall stores at 4 attacks, 0.6% each, while the remaining 17 locations shared 40% numbering, only 1 or 2 attacks each. Still, the casualties in them were significant. In the past, churches were popular, with active killers at 3rd and 4th place. In this 5-year glimpse, there was only 2 church RMM activities tied for 5th place and several other locations. In light of schools being a known magnet for attracting active killers, recently in the news was Baltimore, Maryland school police department being turned down again for the authority to arm up inside a school while their schools were in session. Their alleged gun-free zone utopian insanity only empowers those who would murder innocents, especially children. Folks, when you drive by any school, and right now I'm working with the guy that wants to be sheriff of Greenville County, South Carolina. Greenville County School District, they have 1. It's gigantic. And he and I have sat down and we've talked about schools and defending schools and everything. Now, this guy has a law enforcement background. I have a military background. And I know that, some people say, we don't want to be armed camps and this kind of thing. Well, this begs a question. Would you rather have the little darlings get used to seeing somebody tacked up, or would you rather them be in a pool of blood dead? I mean, those are your 2 choices, really. School resource officers, I think they're fine. It's actually been proven that the safest schools out there, which is what he wants to push for, this type of thing, would have a combination of armed teachers and school resource officers working in tandem. Not a bad plan. Not my plan. Not a bad plan. The other thing that this study found out, and we can draw our own conclusions, is that evil is ever present. It's always present, and it's a constant. Utopian belief, when it's used as a tool, is not the hand that wields harm. Okay? Because utopians fail to recognize that evil exists. Utopians versus real evil is a no-contest victory decision for evil. Utopian people will sit there looking shocked as they die, as their belief is shattered before them, as they're being raped or robbed or beaten. They'll be shocked. They will be shocked. In what was the world's first known homicide that was documented anywhere, Cain killed Abel. Okay? And the cause of death may have been hands and, you know, fists and feet and personal weapons. It certainly was not anything made out of metal, because metal was not known at the time. It wasn't a gun, because guns were not known at the time. The problem that makes the world dangerous for me and you, for good law-abiding people, is that there is always going to be that this thing about free will. Even in a repressed society, you cannot repress will. And free will and the will of man and the nature of man is always going to be in play. As long as we're here, that's the way it's going to be. We may have, you know, we may be getting beamed up. We may get warp drive and all the other great gizmos and everything else. The nature of man is always going to be in play. So whether you're looking at the rapid mass murderer or a terrorist or whatever you're looking at, pure evil is always going to be out there. Always. Which means that we have to stay with it. Always. Coming up next from the Firearms Coalition, Chris Knox, Operation Indignant Fury, Part 2. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.